The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. I wish we had had a camera right then. Good morning, everybody. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 25th of June. And Linda is on a is on the move here. I tell you what.
On a mission.
On a mission here. Hey, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week in new, larger walk-in humidor. Same great customer service. Good people down there. Good morning there, Robert of Firedom.
I've got info for you when you're ready for it, but there's a lot of action over the day.
We're going to get to you in just a minute, but good morning, Linda.
Oh, good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Monday. How are you? It's been a glorious weekend. Yes, it's been hot, but we deal with it. We're living in one of the most beautiful places in the country, and we always know that, Mother Nature, you respect Mother Nature, and we're going to be going to these fires in just a moment, but I just want to tell you the update on the temperature. It's currently 68 degrees. Today we'll have our temperatures around. Am I distorting?
Not that I
Hot today with a high of 96. Yeah, that's not hot these days, folks. Clear with a low of 68. Tomorrow calls for a high of 99. Tuesday night with a clear evening with a low of 69. Wednesday calls for a hot day with a high of 98. And Wednesday, mostly clear with our lows of around 67. Thursday, high of 97. And Friday, high of 96. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And Bob, I'm going to throw it to you because we all want the fire update.
These numbers are as of last night. We expect another update here shortly after 8 a.m. We'll be sure to pass those along. But as of last night, here's what we've got. The Creek Fire, of course, was the big one here in Shasta County. 1,000 acres as of last night, grass, oak, woodland. We have 20% containment evacuations in place for Igo and Cloverdale. Two structures destroyed. There was enough wind under this fire that the spotting was very serious. Interesting thing, we looked on Twitter earlier, and the Shasta County Sheriff is looking for a minivan possibly connected to the starts. At one point, there were four separate fires that ignited in sequence, and so obviously a suspicious start to this fire.
Yeah, they were searching for that last night, thinking that this is arson. Somebody's out there spotting. You know, okay, are you reading all the spots that are closed down? Or because Happy Valley, they've evacuated a lot of Happy Valley.
I go Cloverdale, and we'll get the actual road closures here very shortly. Elsewhere, the Lane Fire down in Tehama Glen, 3,000 acres with 10% containment evacuations. In effect with continued threat to structures and power line. The Stoll Fire, also in Tehama County, 300 acres of grass, 50% containment. The big show right now, of course, is on Alaskan National Forest, the Pawnee Fire, 7,700 acres, threat to critical infrastructure around Spring Valley. And I'll throw it back while I catch the phone.
Okay. 10,000 people had their power cut off yesterday for the last couple of days from PG&E because of a Cal Fire request, saying that their guys were out there fighting and they wanted to cut back on some. I think this is what it says because the reporting was very confusing. It was sketchy and then it had different things. But what they said was it was a cause of danger for the firemen if they still had that power turned on, maybe because it was going to kick off some more fires. So they cut off power to 10,000 people, and it's 106 degrees out there. So you think about that. Plus the fact they cut it off because they felt like some of the equipment they had out there is dangerous.
Shasta County Sheriff, this updated evacuation that just came in. Clover Marie Lane, North and South, Willow Springs Road, Pine Meadows Place, Diane Way, Clover Laurie Lane, Heavenly Valley Lane, Zando Road, Renee Court, and Peachtree Lane. This is just about a few minutes ago. Updated evacuation. We'll keep you posted.
One of the big dangers, why do they turn off the power, is that when you have these high tension lines, a very high voltage, 20,000 plus volts, when you get that hot, heavily carbon-laden smoke, because that's what smoke is, obviously, is carbon particles, under those power lines, now you get arcs, lightning strikes down from the power lines onto the ground, starting more fires.
Yes, and okay. And
see, I'd like everybody to know that. That would be a great explanation of why you have to spend the rest of the day lying on the floor because it's so hot. That's the only place you can get cool.
Well, it works for the dog.
Well, it works for people, too. You spend a lot of time on the floor when it's hot.
The other thing, too, is the amount of smoke in the air. I'm sure. Do we have an air quality index, Bob, you can find?
I will take a look at that.
Yeah, one of you all find the air quality index. Because last night, it was so thick, we brought out our air scrubbing machine.
What's it called, an ionizer?
Well, it cleans the air, whatever that thing's called.
Yeah.
And brought that out because when I was out watering my tomatoes and squash.
Yeah, we had some major skunkage last night, too.
And cucumbers. Mm-hmm. I was watering all those.
So proud of you.
I tell you what, I got two brand-new little tomatoes in there.
Yeah.
Okay, the air quality index is 27, which means good. Okay,
all
so
right,
it's still good
you.
Today. All right, so.
Gosh, we're so happy
good.
To have Ashley.
And Ashley's in here
and Bob,
working with Bob.
Amazing.
Now, there's a certain amount of lag built into a lot of these numbers, of course. Mm-hmm. The reports are often once per day in a very rapidly developing situation. Of course, if you do live in the wildland urban interface, you'll want to have your go bag ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and if you don't have a go bag, and I was talking to somebody the other day that said, I don't have a go bag. And I said, you don't have things like with your, important papers and, photos and all this. If you've got photos and those things like albums, you ought to go to someplace and have those. I think, Bob, do you do this? You take albums and you put them onto, like, a hard drive or into, like, you can put them so you digitize them so you can put them all on a couple of sticks.
They are not an advertiser, but I will gleefully plug Crown Camera.
Crown
for that
Camera
service.
Does that. Right. That's right. Okay.
Now, let me ask you, in our go bag,
but,
do we have our passport identification? We don't. That's an update.
Well, it's in our safe, though, which is right next to the go bag.
Okay, right.
Which
okay,
I would
guys.
Have to get the automatic weapons out, the 50 cal.
Before we take a break, I really want to go into Dancing with the Stars. And Brenda and Bob, you did such a wonderful job of the Belongi Productions on with the packages. Now, if you watch any kind of show that will do back like a background package on snippets of somebody's life, but on the
up close and personal
right.
part.
So you had the first act would have been the star, and the second act would have been the
dancer.
Pro.
Yeah.
And so from both perspectives, but this has been like the 10th year, not consecutively. I think it's 10, but they said in the announcement 8 that I had the honor to judge, and it was so much fun this year. I have to say. I felt that there were no divas, and sometimes we all have meltdowns, and there's crazy things happen when you're getting ready for a show. Because it's not just about these people that are the stars are not just this is all they do. They have businesses to run, kids, family. I mean, then on top of that, you have to fundraise. It's intense. It is so intense. So your dance gets to be like, and there was one gal who danced, practiced twice a day. And they were just wonderful. And so I just got an email this morning.
I thought all of them were very good.
They were all great. So I'm proud to say that this year raised $117.
$117,000.
$117,000.
$117. That's how much I raised.
$117,000. That was consecutive, with the collective fundraising from the group. And anyway, so it was a really nice. Yeah. Now, what did you guys think? Quick, because we have to go into a break.
Well, I thought the whole thing came off well. Every year the dancing gets better. Now we had a first this year when Jack Potter danced by himself.
Wow!
And I understand why. The first dance he tells how he was raised in Hispanic culture, even though he is
Native American.
Mm-hmm. And so, but the second dance he did was. In homage to all the missing and murdered indigenous Native American women, and including three right here in Reading in this area that just turned up missing. And so he danced in homage to that, and other women came on with, you know, like mourning, with paint, but they're
like
black,
a black
handprint on her face. And then another young man danced to the side over there, and the whole thing was paying homage to that missing person. And the red dress that they used in this is one that has gone all over the world, and it's a Native American indigenous people dress, and it represents those who have been killed or they've just shown up missing for the indigenous people.
It was very moving.
It was very moving.
I mean, after that, like, how do you...
Whoa. Yep.
How do you do the show?
Anyway, Jack won
the champion.
He,
People's Choice Award.
And the People's Choice. And the winning person for the judges
was Maggie Simonis.
That's right. She had her family.
And a partner. I'm just like, right now, I just quit because we've got to take a break.
Because it's her friend. Yeah.
Anyway, working around the house all weekend long, even with this heat, we've had tons of people coming around the house. Because you know what it's like, just to upkeep and... weeds and all the kind. It was so great to be able, after 4 days of that, in this kind of temperature, to go to our Sleep Number bed and fall into bed. And it's wonderful to have Sleep Number individual settings. I moved mine around. I went to 40 because my body was killing me. So what was your Sleep Number setting?
My Sleep Number setting is still 60. But, you know, it's been a couple of times it's gone to 50 and sometimes I leave it at 100 when I forget, but you can sleep at all of them, but you can adjust it. And right now, you can experience adjustable comfort for a limited time only. Queen mattresses start at only $599.99. That's right. You can see the science behind your Sleep Number setting with their individual fit pressure mapping technology. When you go and lay on the bed, you can see this. Nothing compares to finding just your right comfort. And you know what? You can adjust it, and you can adjust it easily with a remote control. Come in now during the lowest prices of the season with a final closeout on a Sleep Number Queen C2 mattress with an adjustable comfort on both sides. It's only $599.99. Rated best by Consumer Reports and more. I can't imagine sleeping on another bed.
And our up-and-coming star here, Ashley, has a quick update on the Creek Fire.
Okay.
Cal Fire just tweeted 3 minutes ago that the Creek Fire is 1,300 acres and at 30% containment. They are looking for a person of interest in that event. Also, the Bascom Fire, which was south of Millville, is 90% contained at 328 acres. Both of those are in Shasta County.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Ashley. Hey, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
I am Jim from Design Time. Oh, another doggy accident on your carpet. Oh, that's the worst. You can clean it up and hope it won't smell, or you can have the new LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard system protects against odors and stains. If you have pets and kids, you can be confident that your home will stay clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw. Featured at Design Time. Stop by and see us. We're located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. See you there.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studio. It's KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bogg. Good morning, everybody. 22 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 25th of June, 2018. 68, going up to 96 today with a report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We're here with Captain Tim Danielson from the Salvation Army, and we're going to talk about a fundraiser you all have this Saturday.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right.
How do you become captain? First of all, I want to do a little bit of background. Like,
do you go to officer candidate school?
I want to know how about you.
We do. We go to a candidate school for 2 years. We're cadets, and then after the 2 years of cadets, we become ordained as ministers in the Salvation Army, and they send us out to wherever they want in the Western United States for appointments.
School, the school for cadets. What is that? Go there. What is that?
So it's in Southern California, and sometimes there's people from all around the world that come to our college there, and we learn not just ministry and not just Bible theology, stuff like that, but we also learn practical application. So they bring us out to certain communities in L.A. and in the surrounding areas, and throughout those 2 years, they also send us throughout the Western United States to go do ministry, to learn hands-on.
So when you become a cadet, did you go from college and say, okay, I want to, that's what I'm trying to get to, this thread of, and what's that college called, and how are you called to do that?
So it is a calling in the Salvation Army, because it's ministry, and it can be very difficult. We have so many different things that we do. You have to understand that it's not a job, that it is a calling. But I grew up in the Salvation Army. I'm actually a sixth-generation Salvationist. My family does go back all the way to England in the Salvation Army, and so I kind of grew up in it and around it. My wife's parents are Salvation Army officers, so when you're in the culture of it, you just kind of live it.
Wow. That's just, I've never met somebody who, that's a whole show in itself. It really, it's fascinating. It's
absolutely
fascinating, because it is a different, you're in a world, because anyway, so you went to cadet school, then you went into ministry. And so now you're here to talk about, and you are based out of Reading.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm in charge of the Reading Salvation Army, and actually right now we're kind of covering all of Shasta County and down into Red Bluff.
And tell us what the Salvation Army, what your body of work does.
So our body of work does social services generally, but our aim is to do that in Jesus' name. It's to serve others because Christ loved us first. So we do that in many different ways. We do that from food services to utilities to rental assistance. And some of our bigger units have homes for people to live in, to transition in their life, depending on where they're at. We also do adult rehabilitation, emergency disaster services with these fires and stuff we've been running around the last couple of days, trying to serve the people who've been burned out. We also try to serve the first responders. We work with VOAD in the community, which is volunteer organizations assisting in disaster. So there's lots of different stuff that we have our hands in on top of being a church and doing children's programs and adult programs.
How many Salvation Army people or what do you say, followers or in the under the Salvation Army flag are in Reading?
Wow.
In Shasta County.
There's quite a few because they come and they go, but they hang around and they generally stop back in. I'd say probably a couple hundred in the area who are associated one way or another.
Okay. And so now this weekend, you've got this a fundraiser to help people stay in their homes.
Yeah. What we found is that there's a lot of people in this community kind of teetering on the edge. And we deal with homelessness like a lot of other agencies in town do. And what we've realized is it's usually 1 month that causes somebody to either fall behind or one payment, and that's either with their rent or their utilities. And we already do utility assistance, but we were seeing so many people end up on the street. And it's hard enough to get people off the street once they're already there. So we started a program called Project Stay in Your Home. Our board and I sat down and kind of decided how we were going to do it with rental assistance to keep people in their home, create a better relationship between them and their landlords, and then at the same time, not just pay their rent, but get them a way to make sure a path down the road where they're going to stay in their current residence.
Is this families or individuals?
Both.
Both. Okay. So do these people have jobs?
About 75% of them do. There's a couple that don't. We have a lot of seniors in this community who are really on the edge. We mm-hmm. see that on a regular basis, we have elderly women who come in who are living out of their cars. And it's so frustrating to not be able to assist them and not be able to get them where they need to go. And that's why we started this program, was to make sure people don't end up in their vehicles like that.
Okay, so this is going to be this Saturday. And has anybody ever thought about combining everybody's efforts under one roof? y'all and Good News Rescue Mission and all these other places raise all this money. A portion of that money has got to go to overhead. Has anybody thought about putting like one building there and y'all combining your resources?
As a matter of fact, there have been several conversations on that. I know the Rescue Mission works really well with a couple of other folks in town, mm-hmm. and so they're joining that together. The COC is doing a really good job. That's the continuum of care. Mm-hmm. They're doing a good job in the county of bringing everybody to the same table so that we don't sit and duplicate services, because that's part of why we went to rental, too, was we wanted to focus on a corrective thing, a preventative measure, instead of trying to just Band-Aid things all the time, doing the same thing that everybody else is doing.
Well, I just see a lot of times that people do duplicate each other's efforts, and a lot of times some of the people, I'm sure you've got some kind of way of verifying, but some people just go from spot to spot to spot and are helped by three or four different agencies.
So the COC has come up with HMIS. The HMIS system actually takes all of the agencies, puts us all in the same system mm-hmm. so that we can see where somebody was just served at a different agency. So, yes, there is a collaborative that's begun.
Good.
It's really good.
The big thing here is, though, 75% of the people you help have already got jobs. It's just tight. And
yes.
Something happens, a red light camera. A red light camera will cost them either their utility payment or part of their rent. That one ticket will. Even if they, we'll let you pay it off at $100 a month. It makes a big difference in people. So what you all are doing is making sure is that people can stay in their homes.
Yeah.
It's not a handout type thing.
It's a hand up. We're really looking at getting people reassimilated back into society in some ways, because in a lot of ways when you start not being able to pay your bills, you start just different things become issues. Like mm-hmm. we're having even some of the tenants write letters to the landlord stating that, hey, we want to make sure that we maintain a good relationship with you. And then we're also having them sit down for financial classes where we're talking to them about prepping for that $150 mistake that's going to come, or registration on their vehicle that's going to come.
We have a minute left. Let's do one more time what this fundraiser is, where it is, and
how
we
get tickets
all that stuff.
Absolutely. So it's Project Stay in Your Home. It's put on by the Sons of Italy for the Salvation Army. It's to raise funds for this program. It's this Saturday, June 30th at 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. You can get tickets at the door, or you can pre-buy tickets at the Salvation Army, 2691 Larkspur Lane, and the phone number is 222-2207.
And where's it at?
It's at the Sons of Italy Grange Hall, kind of off the 273.
A really nice place. You can put a lot of people there.
And you can get dinners to go if people want to.
And how much does it cost?
It's $15 per.
Okay. So here's a way to help people that are working, but things are really tight for them, to help keep them in their homes, helping with their either utility bills, as you know, or it can be horrendous. especially if you're living out of the city, and also for people without jobs, but they're helping them get into back into the system.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, yeah, we've been talking with Tim Danielson from, he's a captain in the Salvation Army right here in town. So thanks a lot. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Located in the heart of downtown Reading with a 2017 Health Grade Patient Safety Excellence Award, Certified Chest Pain Center, and so much more. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. 7:30 here in the morning on Monday, the 25th of June, 68 degrees right now, going up to 96. Fire danger high.
The sunlight plays upon her head. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report, an in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here in our studios in the epicenter of change in downtown Reading.
We love
68
it.
68 degrees going up to 96 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. And speaking of seniors, River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue. You know what? It's kind of like your own cruise ship without the ocean. It's got a, you know, it's got a gourmet chef. It's got an activities director. This is not for people that are just laying around. No, these are active people. They're out there. They have the cars. These guys, you see these guys and girls everywhere going around. But it's just a great place to be. And talk to some of the people there. Head on down. Go on. Stop by 301 Hartnell Avenue or give them a call, 238-5981, and see what River Commons Senior Living really is about. Hey, you know what? We've got a EDC comes in here on a regular basis. Tony Giovanello and the gang. And they, you know, and the other day they start talking about this company and these two guys. And, okay, lean into here, Thomas. So we're standing here, you know, and they say, well, these two guys, they're talking. I said, they do what? Because we are always pleasantly
surprised
to hear so many things are going on, like international sales of companies, and you know the blue blue collar millionaires here. We had a Boyce Muse was on that show, but there's like 10 or 12 others just like him around here. They just all keeping a low profile. Mm-hmm. But then to hear about, we have a couple of stars here. So I'm here with
Kendall.
I left out my D. Kendall Bryant.
Yes.
And Thomas Green.
Yeah, we got it. Okay, I'm sorry, guys.
No problem.
And they're from Chaos to Love Productions.
Yes.
Now, okay, now so, when yes. when they told me, oh, no, they do this show, and they told me the name of the show, so I'm looking up the show. Well, you're not going to find Chaos to Love Productions under the name of the show. Trust me. Okay? So, good morning, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
You guys have just really good morning presence.
Oh, thanks.
It's all about the coffee.
Yeah. It's all about the coffee. But, you know, I think you're I just get this great energy that, now, tell us a little bit. Have you guys been friends for a long time?
How long now, Thomas?
2 years now?
Yeah, 2 years, I think. Yeah,
so how did you come together and create what we're about ready to explode on the air about your creation so our listeners know about you?
Yeah, actually, Kenny and I, we met on a film set. Kenny was the cinematographer. I was a producer, and I was acting in that one. And I had this idea for the series. And Kenny, he was looking for ideas, so I took it to him. We said, hey, let's do it, and we went after it.
Yeah, yeah, he came to me about 2 years ago. We had talked a little bit on the film set, and he said, I have this great idea. And a couple months later, he said, you know, I'd like to come under Chaos to Love Productions and do this thing. I said, sounds like a good deal. And, yeah, the rest is history. He came up with 13 screenplays in a matter of a couple months.
Wow.
Which became the show.
Okay, now, let's talk a little bit about, you know, when you say you're on the set, was that here in town?
Yeah, it was a small, short film of a young 16-year-old named Luke Van Maw, and he had asked us to help him on his little short film that was going to be in one of the local film festivals. And so we were helping him, and that's kind of how we met.
Well, okay, so you two are here, both obviously in the film arts.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get here?
Oddly enough, I came from Austin, Texas.
Wow.
I'm a business owner down there. Uh-huh. Still own the business. My business partner runs it, so it's kind of been going since 2000.
Cool. What kind of business, honey?
It's a swimming pool cleaning and service repair business that exploded back when I started it. Back
well,
in 2000.
Austin, Texas is on the fly.
Yeah.
It's always been like music. I mean, I lived in Nashville. Uh-huh. All of my buddies in Nashville came from Austin. So
right.
They're the Austinite music guys.
Yep.
So I've not been to Austin, but mm-hmm. I've got friends that live outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, wow. And you hear about how it's really exploding.
Yeah.
So, of course.
Yeah, yeah. So the business has been exploding, and it actually allowed us, me and my wife and my family, to come up here.
Mm-hmm.
We went through Bethel School of Ministry, but then got into film. Oddly enough, just not even knowing it, we kind of stumbled on it, to be honest.
Really?
That's
cool.
I met a guy named David Neronia, who's been in the industry down in Hollywood. He's an actor, has 100 episodes of, he's been in 100 episodes of TV, met Fabiano Altamura, who's
mm-hmm.
been on set with Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of took me under their wing and started, mentoring me, and the rest is kind of history now.
That's cool.
Fabiana was doing some stuff at the Civic there for a while.
Yeah, he was.
Is that the guy
with the big hair and he's built up? Oh, no, that was Fabio.
No.
I'm just kidding.
But Fabiana's not bad looking either.
Okay, Thomas, tell us about you.
Yeah, so I grew up in Coos Bay, Oregon, and my family...
Bob's got his eyesight on Coos Bay.
They're getting ready to retire here, and that's one of the places. Is that where you're going? Yeah, that's where they're going to.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
So my folks did the opposite. We would always vacation out down at the lake here, and they eventually retired here. So I was living in Seattle at the time. I came down to help them renovate the house they bought, not planning on staying in Redding, but I just fell in love with the place. So I've been here 5 years now.
So you were on the set. What movie set? What were you doing? Oh, the kids' film.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And what were you doing?
I was the producer, and I was also acting in it.
And how did you come about doing that with this kid's film?
I met him in a film class I was taking, and he was like, hey, you want to come help out? And I was like, sure, why not?
Oh, that's cool.
There are film classes around here?
Yeah.
Where?
So the class I was taking was through another local production company called Sparrow Pictures. They were doing a sort of overview
of
filmmaking course, and I was taking that as I was kind of getting into the film world.
How fun. So you did you write at all before? Because to do 13 episodes, that's amazing.
Isn't it
I had one episode written that I took to Kenny, kind of like with the concept of the series. And then after we decided to do it, then I just went to town and wrote the other 13.
And so the premise of your
First of all, what's the show about?
Yeah, so the back pages, it's kind of like...
The back pages.
Oh, I was thinking it was the back pages of Craigslist.
No, you can't
see anything unless you go to the back pages.
Well,
it's like, oh, well, then you have a whole production you can see there. That's where my mind went. Sorry.
No, the back pages. In fact, when you look up the back pages, make sure you put the, because if you just put back pages in there, you're going to get some of the strangest finds on Google.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with their show,
by the way. Your show is called The Back Pages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, I mentioned that to you, but I didn't give you all the background around it.
You said that they were... Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so that's in my mind. That's why I'm glad we're clarifying.
Okay, so the back pages, and it's a story about...
So it's kind of a reimagining of... I don't know if you guys have ever watched the old black and white classic Twilight Zone.
Oh, heck yeah.
I grew up on it.
What are you kidding? Da-da-da-da. Yeah.
I have to do that. Linda, you know, has nightmares for the whole night.
It's stuck inside my blood cells, you know.
Okay.
Through all those years. Go ahead.
It's just a sci-fi anthology series. Every episode's its own separate story. Goes all over the place. We have an episode on Mars. We've got an episode with a werewolf. Just really cool, fun stories. Nice twists in every story, kind of like the Twilight Zone, and it's just a lot of fun.
Now, this is filmed,
mm-hmm.
So you have actors, and you have costumes and all this.
Yes.
I mean, this is just like real, I mean, this is it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, we're a very low budget getting started. A lot of it was on a volunteer basis, and we just hunted people down that just had some passion to begin with. But, you know, our goal is that it expands into a real film industry here in Redding. And we filmed all over the North State because of all the different episodes. We had a myriad of different locations. We filmed all the way even over in Susanville for one episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do people see this?
So we're currently actually on Amazon Prime. We just...
So are we.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to watch this tonight.
Yes.
Is this a good series?
Can we see it tonight?
Yeah, it's up and ready.
Yeah.
So where do we find it? Okay, Amazon Prime. Did we just search for it? Just
yeah.
The back
yeah.
page.
Mm-hmm. The back pages.
Oh, Bob's got it up already.
Okay, so how did you get... this is good stuff. So you film it, and Amazon Prime, how do you get them to say, okay, we're gonna hook up with you guys?
Well, we started a really hard social media campaign. We put them up on YouTube to begin with, and we started getting a following there of about 8,000 subscribers over a couple months. And then some guy found us on Instagram and said, hey, this is an amazing show. I'd love to be your sales rep. And, of course, we went through all that part of it and figured out that he was legitimate. And in 7 days, he had a distribution company for us. And we signed on with them. They're out of Hollywood. And they got us the deal within just a couple of days after that. So.
Okay, I don't want to be crass about this, but... I mean, it's great to get into things because you love it.
Yeah.
But when you get a distribution contract and get on with that, do you actually get money?
Well, not yet.
Okay.
But over time, yeah, we hope. And we hope that, like I said before, that that is what's going to start funding second season, which we've already started filming.
Okay.
But we're still looking for funding. You know, the money doesn't just come rolling in immediately.
Yeah, see, I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Once you get on to Amazon Prime, I would think people that watch it, then you would get some kind of percentage out of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're providing the product.
Context.
Yeah. And the context. And if people look at it, I would think that they would give, you know, that you would get some kind of residual or something.
Exactly. And, you know, people aren't going to help us out for free forever. We need to actually build an industry in this town.
Well, you know what? And we need to talk about that. We got to take a break right now. But that's something else.
Exciting, you guys.
That we do need to talk about.
A
lady by the name of Sharon Warrenius, 10 years ago. I don't know if you know her. I'm not even sure if Sharon still lives in the area.
I don't think she does.
But she wanted to do this so badly, is looking at what a great place it is up here for the filming. And for, you know, has everything up here, almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. I tell you, it's their 50th year in the business. It's the largest private security firm north of Sacramento. Over 100 officers out there. They've got a program. They can have somebody at your home or your business in under 10 minutes. This is absolutely spectacular when you think about it. In there in less than 10 minutes. Trained officers, trained to deconflict, trained to bring things off the step and get them down, de-escalate. All right. All this is at North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Give them a call, 243-0295. We'll be right back.
The throttle and play our play to ride swipe to win at Wind River Resort and Casino with free slot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Harley Davidson. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Make it happen and head down to Wind River and play our Play to Ride promotion, where you could win a brand new super low, super cool Harley Davidson. From Redding Harley Davidson, two winners. Final drawing Friday, June 29th. Play to Ride. Swipe to win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. 1968.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the most complete CCW training in Northern California from the largest privately owned company in Northern California, or in, I should say, in California. Started by Ted Leidy here 10 years ago. Give him a call at 999-1822 or check out usgunpro.com.
That's the theme song. Can you... back pages. Okay, you need to go on to Amazon. I don't know if you're Amazon home right Prime. Now, or just go to check Amazon Prime and
get. That's yeah. Right. We're here with Kendall Bryant and Thomas Green, who are from Chaos to Love Productions,
yes.
Which puts on a which has a 13-part series or 13
actually episode? we picked 7 of the 13 7. To start off with.
Okay.
And we have 5 more for second season, but we're ready to do bigger seasons if we can start to find the funding for it. Yeah.
It's on Amazon Prime right now.
Yes,
and so they've been doing this out of love and out of love for the genre and all this. And Thomas does the writing and. Kendall does the production and the cinematography.
Yeah.
You do all that.
Mm-hmm. And we're co-creative producers on the show. Uh-huh. We talk about every episode extensively. And our team is involved too. We have an amazing team that has helped us out throughout the town. You know, it's amazing to me how much talent is really in this town. And if you provide opportunity, how they come out of the woodwork. So.
Mm-hmm.
And this series, The Back Pages, is kind of a Twilight Zone type thing. It has a twist in it and all this. So everyone's different. So if you miss the first one, you're not going to take you all season to try and catch up on it,
right.
Which is great. I love that.
Yeah.
And there is, now, I was talking about a lady from before because she was pushing so hard to try and get a production company here.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to a producer, a big movie producer, that was here, a friend of ours by the name, our friend was Reverge Anselmo.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in, he's got three movies he's produced and directed, you probably heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
And his friend was here, done a lot of movies. And I said, hey, what's the chance of y'all coming up here?
Mm-hmm.
He said, not good, because they have to bring everybody.
Yeah,
and the cost. He says our budgets are only in that $60 million range. He says, and that's not enough. I know, isn't it? That's not enough to bring in all the cameramen and everybody that has to do something up here because you pay them double time. You know,
yeah.
Because we'd be working. They have to be putting them up, and you run through that money. That's $60 million pretty fast. So what can we do here? I mean, we've got just as you said, absolutely great talent.
Yes.
In town here. So what big thing would have to happen to kind of start bringing in more?
I think we have to, we have to build up from where we are. And where we are is, the money we spend on episodes like a penny in the gutter to Hollywood, we spend anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 per episode at this point.
Mm-hmm.
When we start to pay people, we figure $10 to $15 per episode to start off with. But that's using local talent, and that's also not using SAG actors to begin with, because
right.
We have a Conservatory of the Arts here. We have great local theater with great local actors that we were pulling pretty good performances out of for where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, over time, if we can start building enough projects, not just The Back Pages, but other shows too, then we would have enough projects to get them to stay or at least get them to fly in, especially if it's a show that people are passionate about. We won't be able to pay Hollywood prices in the beginning. I'd love to see backlots and sound stages in the future. But until that point, we will use locations, all the amazing, North State locations, because you can't find these down in Hollywood. They beg for locations like what we have up here.
Well, why should they do? So is there a way that we could, do y'all starting to make your name in this, that you can go, Kendall and mm-hmm. Thomas could go down and say, hey, look, this is what we have up there to, you know, mm-hmm. for your contacts, for them to come up here and film, if nothing else.
Yeah. I think there's just something recently I saw on Facebook, and I'm not sure who put it out. Mm-hmm. But I don't. There used to be a film commission here. I'm not sure if there is
still
anymore.
Is, uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then maybe it was the film commission okay. or Reading.com or something. Mm-hmm. But it showed all the locations
yes.
on Facebook, the waterfalls and the trails mm-hmm. and all the things
all these great places.
For movies
yeah.
to come film here. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. That's Sabrina. She's the film commissioner. Do you remember her last name? I can never say.
I don't
it.
Want to say it wrong.
Yeah.
Jewish?
Yeah, something. And she's
she
a film
may have been
commissioner.
On, in fact, one.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway.
She's fantastic. She's been working really hard to mm-hmm. get the North State on Hollywood's map, and she is doing a great job, mm-hmm. And more we're starting to see productions come up here. So also Spiro Pictures, Joy Thayer, has been doing a really good job trying to get people up here also, mm-hmm. her and her husband, Matt. So I think it's trickling in. I really do.
There's a couple other production companies up here, too. I know I've heard of Spiro's, and mm-hmm. I thought there was one with a couple brothers and a but maybe I'm wrong about
that.
No,
there were two or three brothers that did.
Yeah, they had something
and
going
they
there.
Did a casting call and they for a back like a bank scene for mm-hmm. in
oh,
their
yeah,
film.
Yeah, yeah, that was Trolax films. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
We were both extras on that film.
Okay.
But.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah. Okay, now we're here with Kendall Bryant and Thomas Green mm-hmm. from Chaos to Love Productions. They have an anthology series mm-hmm. on Amazon.Prime called mm-hmm. The Back Pages.
Yep.
And you can find it. It's a Twilight Zone type of TV affair,
mm-hmm.
but they're wanting to grow. And so, you know, the next step then is, like you said, is you need to get, you know, start being able to expand out. So you need, though, you need people to watch the show.
Yeah.
And you've got somebody marketing that already.
I think that's like one of the huge things. Whenever there's a production done locally, just go watch it. Because all the platforms are watching the metrics, right? So when something's getting viewed, they're going to push it up further in the ranks, and other eyes are going to get on it.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the best ways you can support local film is just watch a local production when mm-hmm. it's on a platform like Amazon or even YouTube.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I'd heard it was on YouTube, but now it's on Amazon.Prime.
Yeah.
You know, we can do that. We can
mm-hmm.
we'll bump your numbers up today
mm-hmm.
or tomorrow or maybe the whole week. We'll just keep on turning it on.
Yeah, we're going
and
to
just,
do that.
I'll just leave my computer on later on. You know, of course, do they count that? Okay, they said, I've looked at that guy again Reddit. He's watched it 63 times this week.
So, Thomas, Thomas, you moved from Seattle. Your parents retired up here. You came to renovate their home. What was it that drew you to that this, you thought, okay, I am now officially going to move to Reading from Seattle?
Community. It was the people. Like, I'm just like, love the community I have here. Like, Kenny, this guy here.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a great
everyone.
Place. Yeah,
and not
it
even
it's a great
just,
place.
Yeah, yeah, and not even just like my film friends, just the people in the community. Like, you walk down the street and smile at someone, and they smile back. You know,
uh-huh.
it's
you know,
awesome.
And
I
people,
love that.
And we have our problems here, but people don't really have an idea how big the problems could be until they've been to places like Seattle.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah
totally.
Oh,
true.
Yeah. I mean, just walking through Seattle mm-hmm. the one time, or New York, or San Diego, mm-hmm. or L.A., or San Francisco. Yeah, we have our problems with transients and homeless, but it's nothing compared to these other huge
yeah,
cities
that's true.
With
yeah.
a lot more money than we'll ever have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's. I think that we sometimes forget that there's great things happening here, like Dancing with the Stars and the Cascade, and you guys
yeah.
that are constant. You know, you guys are lifting it also.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you're helping
yeah.
that tide float.
Well, I lived in big cities. I'll just share that. I've lived in big cities in Hong Kong and worked in Nashville. Still, at the time that I was there, really had a hometown feel. I don't know how I'd feel. I kind of imploded like Vegas. And I worked Vegas in, years ago. But Reading keeps me, and I'm just a Northern California hometown girl, you know, grew up outside of Placerville. So I do like this, no matter that I've been around the world and mm-hmm. done a lot of things. I love the fact that we can pick up the phone and talk to the sheriff, and we talk to people who work for One Safe Place,
mm-hmm.
our friends
yeah.
at the Civic,
mm-hmm.
our friends at the Cascade, anywhere. And mm-hmm. so it just feels like you're part of something
yeah.
in the community, and people care.
Yep.
People
yep.
come
yeah.
out if somebody's in trouble and fundraise for them.
Yep.
And
yeah.
it's really a really big deal.
And now we can call Thomas. Thomas, I got this great idea.
for
sure.
Right.
And here's my one pager on it, my tear page.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you can also find us also working free as actors.
Yeah.
If you need some extras, because
good.
The one thing I want to do is be on a be
on film. You want to be in a film.
So,
in a
so I can tell my kids.
He wants to be in a Western.
If I'm over there on the side, just kind of looking over going, oh, you know, like that. So they can tell it's me. So I'll always be there for podcasts.
We'll write you down.
List we did a Western episode, actually.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. You'll have to check that one out.
Yeah.
We're going to watch all of them starting tonight, guys.
And hey, we have a big announcement coming up in the next hour. I'm telling you now, you don't want to go anywhere because,
at
8 o'clock, just right after the news, we have a very special guest and some good stuff you're going to hear.
Big
about.
Announcement. Again, Tim, Kendall Bryant and Thomas Green from Chaos to Love Productions. You can check out their work on Amazon.Prime. It's called The Back Pages. Just head to there. Or if you don't have Amazon.com, Prime, you can go to YouTube.
For one episode, it's still on YouTube.
Okay,
you can download them. Even if you're not a Prime, you can still download them on Amazon if you want to pay a small fee.
Yeah. Okay, a small fee, but you're going to be helping the film industry
Here.
And these are two nice guys.
All right,
we'll be right back after the news.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Wounded in a shooting at a California retirement home, a suspect is in custody. That suspect is believed to be a resident of the facility. The shooting happened after firefighters responded to a pre-dawn alarm at an 11-story tower in Long Beach, south of Los Angeles. The U.S. Supreme Court has thrown out a lower court ruling that found that a Washington state florist discriminated against a same-sex couple by refusing to make a flower arrangement for their wedding.
The justices vacated the ruling and sent it back to the Washington State Supreme Court to take another look. The decision means the court is passing for now on the chance to decide whether business owners can refuse on religious grounds to comply with anti-discrimination laws. This follows a narrow decision earlier this month in favor of a Colorado baker who refused to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple.
That's correspondent Wally Hines. Also today, the Supreme Court has chosen not to take on a new case on partisan redistricting, at least not for now. Instead, the justices are sending a dispute over North Carolina's heavily Republican congressional districting map back to a lower court. President Donald Trump wants to do away with what he calls a long and complicated legal process and instead block entry to those entering the U.S. illegally. He also tweets his disapproval of hiring more immigration judges and says the only real answer is to build the wall. And President Trump will be stumping for South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster tonight on the eve of the state's runoff election.
The president will attend a rally in West Columbia, South Carolina for Governor McMaster, who is a longtime Trump supporter. He faces GOP businessman John Warren. Over the past few days, the president issued several tweets praising the governor and noting his loyalty, and Vice President Pence traveled to the state on Saturday in support of the incumbent governor.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword radio offer. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Try P3 Advanced free. Dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword radio offer. Again, dial #250 and say the keyword radio offer.
Donald Trump Jr. has hit the hustings in Montana's senatorial race.
The president's son urged Montana Republicans to rally against Senator John Tester in the fall election, charging the two-term Democrat had fallen out of step with the state's voters on issues ranging from immigration to gun control. Tester came into presidential crosshairs after releasing allegations in the spring that derailed the White House's Veterans Affairs nominee, Dr. Ronnie Jackson. Speaking at the Montana Republican Party's annual convention in Billings, the president's son warned that Democrats are highly motivated heading into the November election, but suggested Tester remains vulnerable. Ron DeRoxia reporting.
The head of Turkey's electoral board says 99.9% of the ballots cast in yesterday's dual presidential and parliamentary elections have been processed so far. He also describes the elections as healthy and says the results will be open for public scrutiny in 10 days. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. Sales of new single-family homes increased more than expected in May.
The Commerce Department says new home sales soared by 6.7% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 689,000 units last month. It was the highest level since November 2017. The South reported monthly sales growth of 17.9%, while sales were flat in the Midwest and fell in the Northeast and West.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Harley-Davidson, facing rising costs from new tariffs, will begin shifting the production of motorcycles heading for Europe from the U.S. to factories already overseas. The famed motorcycle maker says European Union tariffs on its motorcycles exported from the U.S. jumped from 6 to 31%. Harley-Davidson also says it will not raise its prices. And on Wall Street at last check, the Dow was down just over 284 points. The NASDAQ is down 147. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 25th of June, 2018, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We're here with... with the cheerleading stuff going on. We're here with, what's the weather look like, Linda? Maybe we can get Ashley to give us a, or Bob to give us an update on the fires right after that.
Hello, good morning, we'll everybody. Yeah, welcome to our show this morning at the 8 o'clock hour. So happy to have you on this Monday. Gosh, it's the 25th, like Carl said. My gosh, we have how many more days left in the month? Very few. Currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 96, and the lows will be clear and overnight around 68. Tomorrow calls for hot temperatures with are going about 99 and Wednesday 98. And here we have hot temperatures in front of us. Thursday, according to the National Weather Service, and of course these fluctuate, Thursday will be 97 and Friday 96. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each time you read the weather, there are weather sponsors, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Let's go to Sally. Sally, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
Hey, sounds like a cooler day today than yesterday.
Yes.
Let's
and
hope.
Wouldn't you know, all weekend we worked outside all weekend long. It was just,
oh, man. Yeah. Anyway, tonight we have a very good documentary called The Wall. And it's all about, of course, building the wall down on our southern border and what that all would entail. It's not as simple as just building the wall. And I think people will enjoy this documentary immensely. So tonight, come on out at 6 o'clock and join us to watch this informational video. And then at 5:30, we have our Jefferson meeting.
You know, Sally, we were listening yesterday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, listening to Mark. And am I getting the feeling is that that the movement's getting ramrodded? Or is it, I mean, that things are happening that it's not moving forward as everybody thought it would?
Well, it. No,
due to the judge. I mean, it's the judge made a decision, but I wasn't quite sure on the. I've got to give Mark a call and have him on so he can kind of lay everything out. But
just, he would love to come on. However, he's working now. He's gone for 2 weeks. He flies the fire planes. You know, the planes that put out the fires.
Yeah.
And he was called to work yesterday.
Okay. Well, I guess what I'm trying to get at is that, you know, there's this big lawsuit that's going on.
Yes.
And it was, there was going to be a decision, and it was kind of like put off a little bit, or?
Well, there was a decision. The state had wanted the judge to dismiss our case with prejudice, meaning we couldn't bring it back on appeal. Well, she did not do that.
Okay.
She did not rule
with that's good
the state.
Then. Right.
So she gave us a lifeline, and there's multiple things that we can do with that, and we're very encouraged about
okay.
it. And we are moving forward with it.
Great. Okay, well, then I misunderstood what was being said there. I guess I must have caught a snippet of it.
It's very hopeful. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Great.
All
okay.
right. Thank you, Carl, for asking.
You bet. Well, we're interested in this. I mean, you know, we start talking about representation, you know, people, you know, they got this three-state thing going on, which is ridiculous. But you talk about equal representation, you know, that we actually have a say in what happens to us up here.
Yep.
You know, that is, everybody should care about that. I don't care if they're a Republican, a Democrat, or independent, or what. They should care about having that ability that when you vote, it counts.
Yes. Absolutely.
So, anyway, they'd be foolish not to, and I can't understand why more people don't get behind it. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Thank you. And speaking about things that are going on, before we get to our guests, let's catch up with the fires right now. Ashley.
Okay. I am looking at information about the Creek incident or the Creek fire. It's actually a combination of five different fires in the same area. They are looking for a person of interest. They said there is a gold, possibly Chrysler minivan that they're looking for. It currently stands at 1,300 acres. That is 30% contained. There are evacuations in place. The everything west of Oak Street in the Happy Valley area, the south boundary is Oak Street at Zendela, and the north boundary is at Renshaw Lane.
And all those are evacuated then, right?
Yes, those are mandatory evacuations.
Now, and let people know this is, you know, with all this fires going on, the sheriff's department is out there patrolling to make sure nobody's out there, you know, fooling around, looting out there. You know what? There ought to be this thing that looters are shot on sight.
There used to be
that. I mean, I understand that during Katrina, there were snipers up on the roof. I'm sure that wasn't true.
There have been reports down south, and it may have worked its way up here because these things spread literally like wildfire, of individuals, gangs, starting fires and going in and looting during the evacuations.
Oh, well. Anyway, okay.
Shasta County Sheriff did tweet about 15 minutes ago saying that they've gotten out of their morning briefing. There are no new updates on road closures and evacuations, but they are working to get the roads open ASAP.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know what? Every so often we get a chance to have things happen on the show that are game changers. And I think this one is today. Michael DeQuisto is our guest.
Prominent attorney.
And an activist.
Yes.
I think that there's, I think that's okay. We can, you know,
and
what,
a community leader.
A community leader, but an activist. And you know what? A lot of times that gets the wrong connotation there, but it shouldn't. Maybe it's because of the last president that was his background was a community activist. But it's good. You know, when I hear people like Dr. Randy Smith, community activist, I understand that because Randy Smith is out there. He's fighting for the river and the river trails. And Michael DeQuisto is our guest today. And good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Thanks for
good
having
morning.
Me.
Good morning.
Sure.
I'm not sure I like the activist name, but it's the first time somebody's called me that, so I'll live with it.
Well, you know, when I say an activist, I mean this in the best sense, and there's, we all should be activists. Linda and I are activists.
Well,
that we
I
want
mean,
the
I,
best for, and we promote our city. We promote things. We try to make things happen for the good. We got behind the South City Park.
But it is true that sometimes the word activist means somebody who throws a brick through a window,
yeah,
burns a flag.
Things.
It's a word that conjures up many, many visuals
street
and
activist.
Feelings.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Activists
we're
in jail.
We're using this in the best thing as someone who loves their community and is active in promoting change for the good. How's
well,
that?
I think that's perfect. That's very well said. I'm here today to announce that I'm going to run for Reading City Council in November 2018.
Where's our drum roll?
That's,
yes.
That's right. It's a long, slow process.
We could do this.
Right. That was your happy birthday card.
It was. That
but
was
but only I can see that. So.
Okay.
But that's
but,
the Viking on
so
the hill.
So you were a candidate before?
I was a candidate 4 years ago.
Right.
I was not successful at that time, but I was close. I've watched the city for the last 4 years. I've stayed active and involved in the community, and I'm ready to throw my hat in the ring again. I think now is a good time to run. I will say that we moved here in 1994, and we chose to move here from Southern California. We didn't want to raise our kids down there. And we picked Reading because of the amenities, but mostly because of the people. And the people are friendly, they're nice, they're warm, they're outgoing. When we moved here, we didn't know anybody. And now we have a whole circle of friends after 20-plus years here. Our kids moved away, and I wish they hadn't. They're successful, but they don't live in Reading. And it's just, I look at the glass as half full, not half empty. I'm not ready to give up. I think there's a lot of things going on in the city. I think there's a number of people in the city and projects that have kept it going are creative and good. And I'll use your studio as an example. You started 8 or 9 years ago, and look where you are now. And this is a very big benefit to the community. I spent some time with Rick Bassetti at Tiger Field. And whether you like him or don't like him from what he did on city council, that's irrelevant. He's taken Tiger Field, and he's done amazing things down there.
Yes, he has.
With he and his wife. And that's a huge benefit to the community.
Yes.
Huge benefit.
The two of them, cooking, cleaning, mowing, blowing. I mean, he's out there fixing the equipment for the field.
He's fighting the fight.
Nobody else is fixing the equipment for the field. I'm talking about mowing.
But he's also fighting the fight for South City Park.
Yes.
He's been fighting that fight for years. And finally,
it
took somebody assaulting him to get that change.
To get it going.
Let's take a quick break because I want to get into these things about... and we've got a caller in, too, and all that.
Okay, hold on.
And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to start talking about Michael DeQuisto's
run. Go right into it.
For city council. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark can help you there. Give her a call, 226-8350, or check out readinghomehelpers.com. Just remember, there's no place like home. And if you're looking for somebody to help you in your home, you're not going to find anybody better than Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil.
Real people, real winners. Grab life by the throttle and play our Play to Ride Swipe to Win at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Harley Davidson. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Make it happen and head down to Wind River and play our Play to Ride promotion where you could win a brand new super low, super cool Harley Davidson. From Reading, Harley Davidson. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, June 29th. Play to Ride. Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Vings.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia and America's Best Value Summer Event, now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Redding Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced. Introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Redding Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Redding Kia. Redding Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning there, Linda Bott. You know what? Mondays is always easier starting with you here beside me.
Well, absolutely. It's my pleasure, and it's such a thrill to have Michael DeQuisto on the show this morning, who just said, I am running for city council. That's really great. Hey, we got to do a quick shout out to one of our sponsors, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, located on Highway 273. They can fix a chip or a ding in your window. Check out Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Let's go to the phones. Kay, thank you so much for waiting on the line. Do you have a question for our guest or a comment?
Well, I do have a comment. It's about community activists. Community activist is a good term, but the term you want to be careful of, and that's the one that Obama was, is a community organizer.
Okay, activist is okay. We don't want to use the word organizer.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
That's a special, you know, like the schools of social work have community organizing as one of their specialties, and it's always leftist.
Okay, got it.
Community organizer or community activist or community builder is always good.
Okay. All right. Okay, Kate, okay. That was cool.
Thank you.
And, bye-bye.
Yeah, okay. Our guest is Michael DeQuisto, who has made his announcement that he is running for Reading City Council. It's his second shot at this 4 years ago. And, you know, we always like to see people, the incumbents, being challenged because it makes them define what they are, but it also gives us a chance to listen to new things. So what kind of things are you interested in achieving if you're elected?
Well, it is good to challenge the incumbents, and that's how our democracy works, and it's good to let the people vote and decide who they want to pick and after a full, fair, free, and open election, and that's one of the best things about our society. Everybody asks, what's your platform? What are you going to do? What are you going to make happen? The first thing you have to realize is the city council has 5 members. There are 3 that are up for election this November. So you do have a chance to make a new majority or make some significant changes.
A big change this time. It's a big change. And Brent's not running again.
Brent is not running, so there'll be at least 1 seat that's open. And the 2 incumbents are running. And I believe there are 2 or 3 challengers, 2 challengers, I think, other than me, who have at least started the initial process. It takes a little while. You actually have to file your nomination papers in between July and August to officially get on the ballot. So after the middle of August, everybody will know for sure who's on the ballot. Everybody talks about crime. The number one issue is crime and public safety, however you want to define it, however you want to talk about it. And it's a terrible problem. It's gotten worse since we've moved here. It's gotten significantly worse in the last 4, 5, 6 years. A large part of it is due to actions out of Sacramento and laws they've passed and things that the city and the county are stuck with and need to enforce or not enforce. But I don't look at the solution as saying, let's do nothing or let's just wait for Sacramento to do something, because then nothing will ever happen. It'll just get worse and worse and worse. And the city and the county here have the ability as governments to take on actions of their own to try to solve problems at the local level. And there are many things that they can go and do. One of the things, and it was partially implemented, there were 2 studies that were undertaken. One was by April LaFrance. It was a Safe City project, and that was done with all volunteers. There was no public money spent on that. The other was the Blueprint for Public Safety that I think Brent Weaver ran on and the council did, and that cost us a little over $150,000, the taxpayers. There are lots of suggestions in those documents. My understanding is a few were implemented, many were not. Some were based on a sales tax increase. Some were based on just things you can do now without costing any money. Those studies need to be brought back off the shelf. A fresh look needs to be taken at them and see what, if anything, can be implemented from those studies. That doesn't cost anything. It just costs a little bit of time and a little bit of effort. And that's a simple thing to go do. So if I'm elected, when I'm elected,
That's one of the first things that I propose to go and do. One of the second issues is there are virtually no consequences for people that do bad things. And the no consequences is principally shown in the revolving door, the catch and release at the county jail. And that's a tough situation. I mean, I get it. There's only so many beds, and there are not enough money, not enough places to put people. I think the biggest solution or the biggest problem that you should focus on now is more jail bed space, whether it's through a new jail or whether it's through renting spaces down in Alameda County. I've heard there are 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 spaces available that you could do it.
Yeah, and their cost is a little bit more than they told me. It's up to like $130, $140 a person a day, which is more than we pay here for our own. But at least they've got spots. Well, the whole thing is a money thing.
That's true. And the fact that they do have spots, it's a way to get people down there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people that can go down there are not the people that need to appear in court who are waiting for their trial or for their sentencing, but the people who are sentenced.
Convicted already. Some of them for up to 8 years.
Already convicted, yeah, and serving their time in the Shasta County Jail. Tom Basenko or the supervisors could give you those numbers, and those people should go out of here. That's a relatively easy fix that can happen relatively quickly. That will free up additional jail beds for more people off the street. The other part of the issue is, according to Chief Moore, there are, and these numbers may not be exact, but there are a handful of criminals who get arrested over and over and over again that the police wind up spending a lot of time on. If we could find a way to arrest them, put them in jail, keep them off the street, that will help free up police time. It will increase the response time, decrease the response time, and it'll make the citizens feel more safe. I mean, that's the heart of the problem, and that's what needs to be dealt with.
Well, the whole thing then is space. So that's a county issue.
Well,
how can the city weigh in on that one, Mike?
Let me respond to that. Technically, it is the county's responsibility at the moment to run a jail. I'm not aware of anything in the law that prohibits the city from running a jail. But I don't look at it as pointing fingers or saying, well, that's the county and I'm only the city. I think we need to call it a community problem with a community solution.
Well, it is a community problem. This is a Shasta County problem
it is.
We have right now, because we get people from Anderson, city of Shasta. We get them from all over. They end up in this jail. It's not, and it's, and when I said that it's their problem, they are responsible for it, just like you said. So you're saying is they may be responsible for it, but this is a county-wide problem we all need to lean into.
So here's a for instance. If I'm elected, and I don't know if the county supervisors or the city council does this presently, I would propose to have weekly or biweekly meetings with two city council members and two county supervisors. And initially, I would propose those meetings to discuss common issues, and I would say that the staff and the people that work for them should not be present. So the people can think out of the box, say what they want to say, make their notes, and then go back to their respective departments and staff and say, this is what we talked about. What can we go and do? Maybe you'll get good thoughts. Maybe you won't get good thoughts. Maybe you'll get some ideas that work. Maybe you'll get some ideas that don't work. You don't violate the Brown Act because you have just two on each side, and it lets the people in charge talk and see what they can get done.
Well, I like this idea. I really do. I think that you would get movement, and I do. It's just human nature that if you're feeling that you have to walk on thin ice because of the fact that the person that's in the room is a coworker or your superior or whatever, you're gonna cover yourself and not say what's really on your mind in order to, if something's broken, move it forward. So I really like that idea a lot.
Well, the idea is not meant to diss the staff, and it's not meant to say the staff shouldn't be involved at all.
I didn't take it like that.
It's just a different way to look at things to see what it is.
Well, see, here's the problem that we're facing, in my opinion, right here in Shasta County. We have we're kind of stuck where we are, and it's taken this election, the primaries, to start breaking things loose of all things, anywhere from permits, questioning permits, to finding ways to house 60 more prisoners. I think that it's time to have, you know, new ideas coming in and not a sense of defeatism, which is what I pick up a lot of times from incumbents. Oh, there's nothing we can do. Any idea to me, is not that far out of the box if it starts us moving forward. Again, we don't have the problems here in Shasta County and in Redding that we were just talking about down in San Diego and L.A. and Seattle and all that, which have horrendous problems. But it could get worse. It's not going to get any better. Those 350 people that Chief Moore's talking about were arrested something like 1,600 times. I mean, think about that. If those people, if 100 of them were in jail and the other 100, 200 decided they wanted to move on while you're holding the other 100, how would that, what kind of impact would that have on our crime?
I think it would have a great impact.
And, sure it would.
And I'll just say, I went to the city council meeting recently that talked about South City Park, and I heard Chief Moore, and you can see his clip on Facebook or somewhere, but the gist of what he said, and I found it, I'm sure he didn't like to say it, was essentially, we can't patrol South City Park. It's a prison over there. They're prison gangs, and we can't do much about it, so we think fencing is a good idea. Now, do you imagine what he had to go through to say that? And what kind of message does that send to our community and to other communities?
Well, he said it's a jail yard out there. You've got the people bringing in drugs. People have prostitution. You've got guys running it. I mean, and what are the police going to do under these stupid rules that we have out there? The idea, and you're right. You know what? And Chief Moore, I will give him all the props in the world. And he's got his guys out there fighting every day. Every day they're putting their life on the line out there with people they arrest over and over again. And that, okay, this is the fourth time I arrested this guy. How about this time the guy pulls a gun? You know, because it's that type of mentality that's out there that it seems like, oh, here, you've got a pound of heroin in your pocket. Let's write you a ticket, which is what they do. And then you have to show up for court, which you don't do.
You get a failure to appear until you've done it about 18 times.
Yeah, but they don't really come after you, too. It's about that, I'm sure, only because of what's going on there.
Well,
anyway,
I don't think the problem is the lack of bracelets from the police.
No.
I think the problem is no consequences.
No, no, it's not that the police aren't just busting them in the sheriff's department. I swear to God, there's probably fish and game guys that are busting people and bringing them in. You know it is. He just laughed.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Bob just leaped in the air. He goes, am I having... Hey, let's take a break here. We're here with Michael DeQuisto, who just announced that he is going to run for city council. He's got lots of experience in our area here. He has been a resident of our community since 1994, has run before. He understands what's going on in the community, and he's coming and he's giving us his ideas on how he wants things to change. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. We talk about a local bank making good. Why don't you go on down and experience how they are moving local dreams forward at their newest branch, 1845 California Street. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Do you love country music? Come see up-and-coming country musician Dylan Scott perform his new single, Hooked, plus Crazy Over Me, My Girl, and many more new releases live in concert Friday, July 13th, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. My girl. Dylan Scott, an old soul with a young spirit and a heartthrob whose wide smile and deep-voiced Louisiana drawl turns the ladies' heads. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $15. Come experience his love for performing country music. I can't take her anywhere without causing a scene. A must-see show. Country music singer and songwriter Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 13th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Concerts are better at the river.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane.
The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back.
Okay, is this just like, tell me. Oh, yeah. So this is the stuff I used to listen to when I get ready in Vegas to go perform.
The summer wind.
Oh, yeah.
Came blowing in.
Tell me that's just not the...
Chills. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 25 minutes.
That's your one liner.
Hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, in the business for over 25 years, voted best in the North State, a veteran owned business. Alliance Heating and Air. I can't think of a better place for you to go to for your air conditioning and heating needs. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We're here with Michael DeQuisto, who has just announced this morning on our show that he is running for city council. We really appreciate that, you coming in. You're talking about how people that need to, some of the ideas about how getting out of the box and moving forward. Unfunded liabilities.
Oh.
I got to ask you that because, you know, we haven't really gotten into – we've talked a little bit about the crime part, and we know where we are in that, but the solution to crime is something to be able to hold them responsible, which is jail cells. And you've already – you know, you've talked about that. But unfunded liabilities, I mean, it's not going away, and it could get a lot worse.
Let me just go back to the crime for one second.
Sure.
The city council voted, I think, last week or the week before to put on the November ballot a tax initiative against the marijuana industry. Against all aspects, whether it's retail, wholesale, cultivating, and they're working on writing on the ballot arguments.
You mean against
for that.
Them or for,
well,
it
would
tax
be a,
them.
It would be a tax that people who produced or purchased the marijuana would pay. So
right.
it's essentially a, I call it a sin tax or an excise tax.
Okay. Yeah.
And the tax would go into the general fund if it passes. I don't know if it'll pass or if it won't pass. It depends on what the voters want. It probably has a slightly higher likelihood of success than a regular general sales tax. But if I'm on the city council and it passes, what I would say today is that I would propose to get an accounting for every penny that comes in, and I would spend that money on one of two things, either more public safety to put boots on the ground or hire community service officers, or use it in some type of fashion to help get more jail space, more jail beds, renting, doing something like that. And that would require cooperation with the county, but I think that's something that we can achieve. So I think that's where that money should go. Even if it's in the general fund, and that's, you know, in the general fund, it could be used for anything. So I am pledging mm-hmm. right now, if I'm elected, I would go and do that.
Okay. What about the unfunded liabilities?
Unfunded?
It's only like $300 million, I think, in Ryzen.
It could be $400 or $500.
Who knows? Who knows how much it is?
The number's so high, it doesn't really matter what it is.
It's not real anymore.
It isn't real. The unfunded liabilities are an issue that has arisen over time, and it may take time to resolve it.
One of the ways, and I do want to do a shout-out, if that's permissible, is the city council recently approved contracts with several unions, and there are more in the works, I believe. And the contracts essentially did not provide any raises, and they provided that the union members would increase their contributions to the pension plan. And I think that's an excellent start on the process. I want to applaud the unions and the city for doing that. It shows that both sides are being realistic about the problem. Both sides are undertaking an effort to resolve it, and both sides are willing to move forward and see what they can go do with it. Nobody wants to fire people. Nobody wants to cut anybody's benefits. Nobody wants the city to go into bankruptcy. And I firmly believe that the problem can be addressed with community solutions and community situations. Is there a magic bullet that will raise $300 million? No. You could pass a tax. It's still not going to raise $300 million. So you have a lot of issues. More effort needs to be made with CalPERS to see what they can go and do. And they have a lot of say over it. If they're going to change the payment formula, it gets complicated, but in essence, they're going to reduce the time over which your deficit's being paid. So it's like taking your 30-year mortgage on your house and making it a 15-year mortgage, which means it'll be paid off sooner, but your payment's going to go up every year. And that the city is facing that. If they haven't done it, they're facing it already. So there's going to be a big drain on the city for that to come, you know, when it comes into fruition, maybe a few years from now. But you have some time to keep working on negotiating the contracts and try to raise some more money and see what you can go and do about it.
Raising more money. To me, raising more money means enhancing business. Article in a paper, and we had David Benda on the other day, Jake Mangus, $200 million in construction just in downtown Reading. County Courthouse, K2 buildings, McConnell, and others. It doesn't even begin to count what happens when Costco is built, that Save More or whatever it is, the grocery stores, and then the Wind River Casino and Resort.
On Highway 5.
On the interstate
north,
right
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're talking about closer probably to $1 billion worth of construction. All in this city. But let's just address the stuff downtown. What about business, and how do we enhance business? It's not up to government to build businesses at all. It's in my opinion. Well, let's hear your opinion. What is government's role in businesses?
The only jobs that government creates are government jobs, and that's not what you need to build the economy. The only revenue that the government gets comes from taxes or fees, which are ultimately paid by the citizens in one form or another. If you add extra citizens, extra residents, or extra businesses, there will be more taxes paid in, and you won't have to raise the rate of taxation, so you can get that without increasing taxes. So I'm a huge proponent of that. I think that's a great way to move forward. There are several things that you've talked about now downtown. I call it a renaissance that's starting right now with the Dicker Building being torn down. The police station was sold, and that'll be transformed in a lot of ways. The parking structure, I think they got the grant for that.
Yeah. $20 million. They made that announcement the other day.
Yeah, and I think they got another $4 million they're working on getting another $4 million for the parking structure. So all those things are great. I think it's really going to change downtown. There's something else that I've been involved in for 4 or 5 years. And it's called the Shasta Angel Investors Group.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And the Shasta Angels supports entrepreneurs. It's like Shark Tank, only we're not mean to them and we're not on TV and we don't.
You don't go, I want 80% of your business
for $1.
For $1.50 and I want you to wash my car.
No, we don't do that. And we actually provide mentoring in addition to listening to pitches. We've probably invested over the years several hundreds of thousands of dollars in local companies. A few have not done as well as others, but many are still in business and are moving forward, and they create jobs here. And I really believe that the startup community is going to be the backbone of Reading in the future. And what can the government do to help that? The government doesn't help us at all at Shasta Angels. We're all private investors that go and do that. But a lot of this was started with the EDC, with Mark LaSalle's to begin
with.
And then Tony took it over. And the EDC created a venture hub out on Caterpillar Road, and it's a startup-based community where the startups can rent office space for minimal money, and they collaborate. Well, I don't really like that word, but they meet with other startups, and they share ideas, and they do things. And we see in the pitches that come to us at the Angel Group, it's fascinating. The people are interesting. They have ideas that you've never thought of. Given the age of the people, some of them I have no idea what they're talking about. But we have young people that are investors that actually know what they're talking
about. They understand what they're saying, and they interpret for the older guys.
They do. Some of the questions we ask, apparently if you're under 40, you don't use Facebook anymore. You use Instagram, and if you're over 40, you use Facebook.
And if you're over 60, you use a notebook.
You use a notebook and a piece of paper.
That's right, and we talked to each other is what happens.
So the EDC is funded with private money, a little from the city and a little from the county. I would raise the money from the city. The city gave them, I think, $80,000 last year. It's not very much money.
Mm-hmm.
And I would raise it so they could continue to do what they're going to go do. The Venture Hub, I believe, is going to move from where it is now to downtown. And I think a lot of it will be across the street from the
Tide House. That's what they're trying. There's a battle going on between, I think, Boheme Spa and the EDC about who's going to buy that building. But it's a perfect location for either one of them. I'm so glad to hear you say that, because the EDC may have sold Stillwater to this company down of Southern California, who wanted all of it.
Well, let me address that for just a minute.
Sure.
If we have time.
We
have 1 minute for this segment.
I tell you what, it's going to take longer than a minute. Let's do a quick break. Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans off of Athens Avenue. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. One last thing I'd like to talk about is tomorrow, the Lazo Family Fundraiser. Wendy and Fred Lazo have 5 young children. Fred is a California Highway Patrol officer battling lymphoma, and Wendy has just been diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. You know, when you hear things like this, and here's your chance to help. Fundraiser is going to be tomorrow from 4 to 9 p.m. at Dry Creek Station. You know, it's down in Bella Vista across from the fire station down there. 100% of food proceeds will go toward helping the Lazos with their cancer treatments. Special dinner menu for the fundraiser. No reservations. Please come enjoy a meal and help us with the Lazo family. I think this is a great thing. I think, Linda, we found a place to eat tomorrow night. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood look floor that is low maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR1460. Soon to be going FM. We're going to make those announcements here. We're just going to keep letting you know as we expand. Currently 73 degrees in downtown studios. Our high today will be 96. What?
Well, you know, because we're going to put on YouTube, too. We're going to be, you know, yes. YouTubing every one of our shows. And I don't know if I can still continue to dance as I do.
Yes,
here.
You can. Absolutely. Don't change a thing, baby.
Linda, just a note. Generally, when the producer is counting down, you start when he hits zero.
Okay, you're right. I'm just excited today. I don't know. I've got a spurt of energy. I started drinking 3-4 days ago liquid minerals.
Okay,
and I'm telling you, for 4 days, you know, we have been doing hard physical labor around, you know, trying to fix things up and everything. So
the family's all coming in August. So you know what? We're tearing out bushes that other people could call trees. No, we call them a bush because that's the only way we can cut them. I'm making arrangements with lawyers so that we can trim our trees on his property. And I said, what about this one limb here? It's kind of like just sticking out. And he goes, I'll get back to you on that. Well, he hasn't. So he has let us. You know what? I'm a big shout out to Mr. Schwartz. He has let us trim everything out
on
his property,
back.
So we can have a view of downtown.
Now
so
we can see the cascade, the lights of the cascade.
Right. Okay.
Wait a minute. I want to tell you a couple things before you know, and let's congratulate Michael DeQuisto in the fact that he is has thrown his hat into the ring for the run for city council in November. I just posted on Facebook National Catfish Day. And National Strawberry Parfait Day. It's a big day for you to make these announcements on those days.
Wow. Yes, it is.
Okay.
I had no idea that I was in such good company.
Yes. Well, I happen to like both.
Yeah, okay, we've talked about unfunded liabilities, we've talked about crime, people taking responsibility for things, and we've talked about business. The fact that...
You want to talk about Stillwater?
I would like to talk about Stillwater.
Yeah, that's what we were going to talk. Thank you.
The EDC under Tony, you know, the EDC finally, and I shouldn't say finally, I know how hard these guys have been working, starting with Mark LaSalle, and trying to get this place sold. And I know there's times LaSalle just had his head on the desk, beating the desk with his hand. I mean, really, literally, because something had happened in Europe, which killed the sale here. You've done some study on this group.
I have. Well, first of all, there was a lot of negotiation and action going on that could not be disclosed. So even though you didn't see any action going on, from the time that they had it up until the present, they've been actively working on selling it, and many things have been going on behind the scenes. This particular company, Panattoni, my understanding is they're based out of Sacramento, and they are a big-time developer, and they may be running out of space in Sacramento. I don't know.
Well, I think they are. It's such a premium down there.
It is. Yeah. And the city has, in my opinion, the city provides services that people can't provide for themselves, public safety, roads, streets, garbage pickup, that kind of thing. The city doesn't have any business trying to develop land as a private developer. And had they gotten in there at the time and the timing was good and gotten out quickly, that might not be so bad. But you can't hold on to a dead fish forever and ever and ever. You need to get rid of it, throw it out, do what you can and get what you can to get back. So what I would propose, and let me just say,
But I ran for city council before I asked how they finance Stillwater. Normally, you would, if you were a developer, you would have a loan and it would be secured against the property like a mortgage against your house. And when you sold a lot off, the lender would release the lien on that piece and you would get it that way. Turns out when the city bought the property, there are no liens on it. They essentially borrowed money from a bond, either refinanced or took a new bond, and bought the property. And that would be like you taking a credit card for $100,000, which is an unsecured loan, and using that to buy a piece of bare land, hoping you could develop it. Now, when you sell the land for whatever you sell it for, you don't have to pay the credit card back because they're not secured against the property. So when the city sells Stillwater, and I hope they do, they don't have to pay back the loan. They can put that money wherever they want to go put it. I will say if it's not closed before the election and it's still going on and I get on, this is what I will vote to do with that money. It should be paid back to reduce the loan or the bond that was used to buy the property. That's the fiscally responsible thing to do. And then the money that you save, whatever it is per year that you were paying to service that loan, should be redirected specifically to the same two things the marijuana tax money should go for if it passes: more boots on the ground and something for jail bed space. That's what I propose. That's what I think needs to happen to it. I hope that the current city council, if they have the opportunity, will do that. If they don't and I'm elected and it closes when I'm elected, that's what I think we'll go do with it.
The idea of changing the
makes plan. Sense.
No, that does make sense. Any other plan probably would not make sense at all, but doesn't stop.
But that's the right thing to do, and that's the right thing.
It's a common sense plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the CalPERS system. It's not getting any better. We've people in here commenting, and I've heard it before, about changing the idea from CalPERS to a 401-type plan for new employees. Not employees now, but for new employees. Get them into that instead of CalPERS. I think the city has an option of that, doesn't it?
That would be a subject of the negotiations between the city and the various labor unions, mm-hmm. and it would be subject to what the terms of the CalPERS contract that the city signed actually says, which I have not looked at to see. Presumably, you could negotiate anything you want if you wanted to, and I do think that based on the negotiations that have just recently taken place and what's going forward, mm-hmm. that is an option that should at least be discussed.
At least be looked at.
At least be discussed. Yeah. Whether it's approved or not, I don't know, but it's something that should be on the table because if it helps to preserve the solvency of the city so it can meet the obligations it's already agreed to, that's in everyone's benefit. It's not hurting anybody, and that's what you need to go do.
Yeah, and the retirement is still there. It's just in a different form.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning. Do you have a question for Mr. DeQuisto?
Yes, I was wondering why when he gets back on the city council, or if he gets on the city council, he ought to do something about the utilities. When a guy misses his bill and then they turn his power off and then they throw him out of their house and put him on the street, how does that help anything? Be cheaper to take and pay their power bill and keep them in their house and keep them off the street.
Okay, Jim. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, thank you for the question. The utility is run by the city, obviously, and they have certain rules as to when you have to pay and how you have to pay and what notices you're given. I believe that there's currently in place some rules and procedures that you can follow if you have difficulty paying your bill. And I don't think they just show up and turn it off one day after giving you, 5 minutes notice. I can't say specifically what the procedures are, but I certainly would be willing to look at it and see if they need to be modified or changed.
There are a number of things. I think it's a couple months, and then they do things. But it could be better. I know that the new Dan Beans is really looking at it, and he's trying to help and change things like this because he doesn't want to see people get their electricity turned off on a Friday and they lose everything over the weekend before they can get it turned back on. But that's a good question, Jim. It's just another thing that can happen. You got like 2 minutes left, buddy.
Well, I want to thank you for having me on today. I want to thank all the listeners for listening. If anybody wants to support my campaign, I have a Facebook page, which is Michael DeQuisto for Reading City Council, and you can message me on there or take a look. It's just getting started. I do want to say that tomorrow at noon, I have a formal announcement in the atrium, which is in the mall across from the voting registrar's office. There will be a light lunch served, and if there's a lot of people and you're not there early, you may not get some.
We know where we can go to eat tomorrow.
You can go eat tomorrow there if you'd like to come and listen to me, and I'd be happy to have anybody and everybody come and listen. I do think this is an important election. I think all elections are important, but I think this one is important. I think there are changes that should be made. I think changes that need to be made. I'm not ready to give up on the city. We're in a fight. We're in a battle with all the things that are going on. But as I said at the beginning, I look at the glass as being half full, not half empty. And I look at it as saying there has to be a way to change it. There's enough people in the community that are willing to row the boat and move it forward and get it changed. There's lots of examples on it right now. The guests you had earlier today with the picture business are just a perfect example.
Yeah, young men like this, and they're trying to change the landscape here.
The startup communities that we have are a perfect example, and it's just I'm excited about running. It makes me happy to see this, and I'm really looking forward to making the city a better place than it is. And I think that's the best way to go.
Okay, one more time. How can they find out what you're doing, how you're going, where you know.
Follow your Facebook. What is it again?
Follow my Facebook page. And the way you spell DaQuisto is DACQUISTO. And it's Michael DaQuisto for Redding City Council. You can message me. You can leave a post on there. I'll be happy to get back to you and discuss anything you want.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael. DaQuisto.
Thanks so much for coming on and making the announcement today on the show.
Thanks for having me.
It seems like we have a number of our city council people doing
today.
That. Everybody have a great day, and tomorrow, Haven Humane and much more. Telling us what's going on. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew.